This is Twit.
Jack Dorsey. He's suggesting, he's looking at ways to create a decentralized Twitter. And they call it Blue Sky. They've been doing hiring around this. There was an article in The Verge this week. Twitter's Jack Dorsey wants to build an app store for social media algorithms. Now, I'm reading a little bit into what Dorsey has said and what the plans are. But what if, and this also comes from other people who have suggested, what you need to do, what Facebook needs to do is open their APIs. But what if instead of a monolithic silo of information called Twitter, called YouTube, called Facebook, these were federated networks where there were many Facebooks, and you could it wouldn't hurt your ability to talk to your family members or your friends because they would be connected through the federation. They could be in Facebook South or Facebook West or Facebook East or whatever you call it, Facebook Green, Facebook Blue. That's their Facebook with people, you know, with maybe communities of interest. But you can federate so that you can communicate across these barriers, in effect eliminating the walls that divide these. The question, of course, is, well, why would Facebook, Twitter, or Google do this? Because they make their money by being the unique one and only place to go. In fact, Twitter has continually moved towards pushing people away from third-party apps towards websites. But I'm hopeful that maybe Dorsey sees this as a way forward, especially given the threat of regulation from the government. He says we could make money selling our unique algorithm. So there's a pool of information owned by a lot of people on a lot of sites. What he wants to do is build an app store that is, and maybe other people have apps in there too, that says, here's Wesley's app for following the most interesting stories on the giant universe of Twitter information.
This is where I'm going to gloat a little bit. The last time I was on Twit.
You suggested this.
This was my, I called it the Tom Hanks algorithm or whatever nice guy algorithm that yes. you wanted. This is my idea. And this is not the first time that I've made a prediction on Twit and it's come true. I talked about when the iPad came out, how that is going to be
I gotta keep track of this
platform for the next, the ARM-based Macs. And it came true. I'm just saying that.
So you like this idea.
This is a winning idea.
You invented it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I play devil's advocate?
Okay.
All right. So obviously I love that idea. I love the idea of a federation. I love the idea of companies doing something that's good for society. But unfortunately, it's nearly impossible to legislate telling a company you can make less money.
You can't do it. No. And that's why I'm encouraged that that Twitter is saying we want to do it. What's interesting is they're saying, I think, in response to the heat they've gotten with Section 230 reform and big tech investigations, I don't think they would go willingly, but I'm going to quote from the Verge article. Dorsey sees decentralization as a way to, quote, address some of the problems around Section 230. Twitter's been working on this for a year. I agree. You can't force, or you probably could force, but maybe it wouldn't be ideal to force a company to do something that's against their, you know, financial interest. But if he thinks he can find a way to monetize, I think you solve a lot of the problems that we'd have. And you know what? If you want to be a Nazi, you can go and use Nazi Facebook. And it takes the pressure off of Zuckerberg to find the Nazis. And if I don't want to see any of that stuff, I don't have to include them in my field, right?
You know,
we can't shut up Nazis. We can't shut them up.
We're seeing this as a tech problem. We're seeing that big tech has a problem with
that's what
splitting
Silicon Valley
up their
does.
Services.
Yep.
It's not a tech problem. This is a financial problem. The big tech giants are running by the financial rules. You have to show results every single quarter. The way that you do that is you make agreements with other networks in order to maximize the profits and the stickiness of your platform. So unless you change that and you change it so that I don't have to be looking over my shoulder every quarter because I need to show quarter over quarter growth, then no tech company is going to take this seriously. They'll pay it lip service. They'll probably give a couple of executives to sit on a board to talk about it. But then when it comes down to quarterly earnings, they're going to say, I can't open up my algorithms to you because, of course, that's what makes me special.
But that's what Jack's saying, though, is we have special algorithms and we think they're of value. And if we offer them for sale, that's where we make our money. Because right now, Twitter doesn't charge anything. But what if Twitter charged $5 a month to use that special secret sauce that Twitter has? And I got this amazing feed from the giant pool of information. Wouldn't they make money?
Like I was saying, there needs to be a public option. There needs to be a USPS version.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
For us to store our data.
Yeah.
If we like California's laws, we can choose to have it stored there. If we like Texas's laws, store it there, but have a government place that allows us not to participate in a Facebook, a Google, or whatever, Twitter's way of communicating and storing information. If we want to say, just make sure that, hey, this will not be used and it's under the protection of the US government and we can pay them to store this, to do that as a public service, especially if we're talking about like e-records for health records. If we want to have that stored in a place that we don't want ever to have a question that it might be either compromised or used in a way that we didn't predict, we need some sort of
controls.
But we need if government wants to regulate something, regulate that new entity that they create, saying we will regulate this and this is what we'll guarantee.
Sad to say,
will never happen.
People don't trust government anymore. So
right.
It might be at this point Mark Zuckerberg is more trusted than the U.S.
But
Congress.
I'm not saying be the only option. I'm saying
just provide one
option.
Yeah.
Yeah. People can still do whatever they want. Tech can still do whatever they want.
Right.
But if someone doesn't want to participate, there are no other options.
This might be a good business for the post office to get into. Brian, do you think that Jack Dorsey is sincere in this? You know, this thing he's floating, this blue sky, it's federated Twitter.
And it's funny, Leo, you have pushed me tonight to be the one that stood up for crypto and Bitcoin.
I know,
which
I
don't
I'm
necessarily.
Sorry.
And now I'm going to be the one that says this is 100% cynical.
Yeah.
Because the irony is a lot of the, especially the social networking companies, but a lot of these big tech companies have made their billions and trillions of dollars by throwing fencing around the open web.
Yep.
And essentially what Jack is arguing and Zuckerberg is arguing, Zuckerberg said to Congress, please regulate us. We don't want to make these decisions. If you hadn't created these walled gardens around the free and open internet, you wouldn't have these Section 230 problems. So essentially what they're trying to craft is a cover your ass way out of this, where as a perfect example is podcasting. And there are people that there have been articles recently about, well, how do you deal with the Nazi podcasts that are out there? Well, you can't, because RSS is a free and open protocol.
Yeah.
Now, Apple, you might say, Apple, you should not list certain podcasts into your directory. That's fine.
The only reason it's an issue is because people want to put up silos around it, like Spotify.
Right. So I'm being cynical because I'm saying that's all Jack's doing here, is if they can create some sort of system where it's like, no, this is we're going back to free and open protocols. And yes, we have our special sauce on ours over here, but you can't yell at us for all the other Nazi stuff.
It lets
going
us
on
off
there
the hook. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
You know what this is? This is Twitter's version of Facebook diaspora.
Yeah.
This is saying, oh, look. We tried to make something.
But Facebook
open,
didn't
so
do diaspora. That was designed to compete against Facebook, right?
Right. But they released some of their information so that a competitor could exist.
Could do it. Okay.
And I mean, yeah, it gave Facebook some coverage. They could say, look, we tried to encourage competition and it didn't take. This will be the exact same thing.
People should really remember that these companies are so big and so profitable and so powerful at this point that a lot of what they propose, which protects them but doesn't really hurt them, will ultimately only hurt any upstarts. It will only hurt anybody else who wants to get into the business. They are now so entrenched that it's not going to affect them. And so it's easy for them to propose solutions that maybe hurt them a little bit.
Well, and one more thing to point out, Leo, not to be mean to Twitter here, but they're the worst run of these companies.
That's right.
Their revenues are infinitesimal. compared to a Facebook.
But that's why I think they might do it, because they don't have a successful monetization strategy.
Right. So it doesn't. It's no skin off of Jack's nose. If you know, we could. Maybe he can make more money because he's not making as much money.
He's not doing that well anyway.
And, right. So yeah, why not try this?